I think that the stage is pretty much set for a massive change in the way that we deal with buying and selling things, with the global financial problems, and also with the depraved society that we're living in, not only because of Harry Potter and everything else going on. The technology also points us to a time unlike any other time. Now all of a sudden, animals and people are being chipped, and we can be tracked by way of a cell phone or the car. If we're driving down the road, if somebody really wanted to beam in on us and know where we are, they have the technology to do that. So the stage seems to be set for a one-world government and a total change in the way we buy and sell things. And there is going to be, just like the Bible says, one-world government and a one-world leader. And that one-world leader is going to be a blasphemous, proud, anti-God, anti-Christ person. And all this is going to be a test. And what we need to do, the number one top thing that we need to do is to prepare ourselves spiritually. And we might never see the issuing of the mark of the beast, but we will all, sooner or later, obviously die, and we'll have to stand before God. So the number one top most important thing that anyone can do to prepare for anything, the mark of the beast or anything else, is to draw near to God, to live holy, to do His will, and to make it a top priority to be an honor to the Lord Jesus Christ.
And so do you think that, so you're kind of, are you still hesitant to say that it's the mark is, has already been seen, or do you think that it's already begun with this new buying and selling kind of control of things?
Oh, for sure, it has not been issued.
Okay.
Guaranteed, it is not out now, and we know
that we're headed there.
Absolutely, the Bible will be fulfilled. We are going in that direction with technology and just everything else. Look at the apostasy in the so-called church of our day. It says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, what's going to precede the rise of Antichrist, and of course with the rise of Antichrist is the issuing of the mark of the beast, what's going to precede him is the great apostasy. And you look at the so-called churches out there, they're filled with sin and false doctrine. So we are really in an apostasy right now. Perhaps the apostasy will actually get worse, but whatever it is, the stage is set. And if it's going to be within the next 10 years or 50 years down the road, who can really say? I do not believe it's going to be a month or two away.
Okay.
I do believe it's further on down the road. I do not believe that December 2012, like a lot of people are thinking about, has anything to do with the mark of the beast. I believe the mark of the beast will actually come after that. One of the big things that will occur before the Antichrist really gets into power, and that has not happened yet, and that one big thing I'm referring to right at this moment is there is going to be his PR man. The Bible refers to him as the false prophet. He's going to come along, and he's going to perform great signs and wonders, miracles, and the two in particular that the Bible refers to is actual fire coming down out of heaven in full view of man, and also a talking statue. And obviously this has not occurred yet, and because of these signs, these miracles, people will be deluded, they will be deceived into taking the mark of the beast, which will be needed at that time to buy or sell. So the money situation that we're now acquainted with, where you buy and sell and there's a change of currency, all that's going to be done away with. And it does seem like the chip, the computer chip, the biofrequency chip, whatever you want to call it, it seems like that very well could be the mark of the beast. But then again, technology could improve, and it might be something a little bit different. I also want to point out something very important about all this, and that is,
of course,
in Revelation 16, the people that take the mark of the beast, that make that mistake, painful and ugly sores will break out on their body. And that's the least of their problems because, number one, the Antichrist is only going to rule and reign for 42 months. That's 3.5 years. That's all. That's the entire length of his reign. Now, if anyone takes the mark of the beast so that they can continue to live in this horrible society, this devil-worshipping, wicked, completely vile society, And they won't be persecuted like the faithful Christians will be to their death by getting their head cut off. Well, what will happen to them? They'll get the painful, ugly sores, and then everybody that does take the mark, they're going to be in the lake of fire or this place called hell. Lake of fire would be more accurate, and that's the mistake that nobody better make, because even people that are saints, if the saints make the mistake of taking the mark of the beast, that one act of disobedience, that act of idolatry, will end in damnation for them.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a big thing. It's very interesting to think and talk about, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And one thing that you're talking about, this 42 months of rain, what happens then after that? Is there an apocalypse? Do just the people who didn't take the mark survive on this earth? Is there predictions for what will happen then?
Well, what's going to happen, first of all, is the Antichrist reign will be curtailed by the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that's going to end it all. And I'm talking about when Jesus actually comes down at the Mount of Olives, and it splits. But obviously that's down the road, and I want to point this out. Now, of course, that is not the point of the rapture. That's the point of him actually touching down on the planet and beginning the thousand-year reign of Christ, perfect peace on this planet. So somebody might say, well, when is that going to occur? Well, what you can do, if we are alive when the Antichrist starts to rule and reign, you know, because the Bible is very explicit, 42 months later, that will occur.
So you just got to hold out for 42 months.
So 42 months, and then Jesus is coming back. Now, two things will happen to the people that refuse to take the mark of the beast and they remain faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, they will either have their head cut off, and it's very important to know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And for all those that are in Christ, we get to go to a paradise environment after this earthly life. So we should not hold on to this life, especially in a situation like that. Many saints over the centuries have died martyrs because they're mindful of the big picture. See, that's the part of the walk of faith. The walk of faith is not just focusing on the here and now. You got to think about the big picture. One day we're going to die, if it's going to be the mark of the beast or not. And the other possibility, if you don't have your head cut off, you're going to go into captivity. Now, some people might say, well, how about if we go and hide? Maybe we could hide out in the mountains. Maybe we could hide out somewhere else and get away with it. But there's a scripture in Revelation 13, verse 7, and again, getting back to the technology of our day, Revelation 13, 7 seems to be very important. And that verse says, he was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them, and he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. A person would have to wonder just how well you could hide, especially with heat sensors that they have. And I understand way back when Desert Storm or one of the other Middle East wars was going on, they could tell if there was a campfire from a satellite. So any little thing like that can be noticed, and that's just the technology that we're aware of.
Right.
So I don't know if anybody could really hide, but the way that you overcome is shown in Revelation 12:11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and not loving their lives so much as to shrink from death. So you have to be willing to die. And of course, that's the basic Christian attitude. Anyhow, you have to have that attitude at any time. And that's the winning attitude.
I know that you said that it has nothing to do with 2012.
Right.
How do you feel, because there are a lot of people who do either relate this to 2012 or just in general take 2012 as being this, you know, apocalyptic ending. How do you feel about these people? Do you think that they're just nuts? Do you think that they are misguided?
Well, I think what it is, a lot of people know the mark of the beast will be issued. They could see the worldwide global financial problems in front of us, and they're thinking this very well could be it, especially with the prevalency of a pre-trib rapture doctrine, which has been taught for decades over time, sad to say, and a lot of people are waiting for an any moment rapture to get them out of here like an escape hatch, a way to avoid the problems that's coming on this planet. And with this 2012, I believe it's more or less like the same thing with Y2K. I believe there's going to be problems as the months and the years progress, but if we can say, especially based on a Mayan calendar, who's to say the Mayan calendar is authoritative in that way? It might have ended, but just because it ended doesn't mean that that's going to be the end of the world. In fact, we know it cannot. It absolutely will not be the end of this world. And you see, even that phrase, the end of this world, is misleading. That's a King James phrase. It should not say the end of this world. It should say the end of this age. And there's going to be a massive change for the worse as the months and the years tick by. Sad to say, these are still the good old days. And it's going to get very hard, very rough. And again, the most important thing that anybody can do is to draw near to God.
Right. And that's basically the only way to continue. You got that. That's the only way.
And we have to be mindful of it. And that is that we could die at any time in a car wreck. You might be 5 minutes away from a heart attack, and the same way with me. So we know we're going to die, and victory is not how long we live on this planet. Victory is dying in the Lord, living holy and pure, having a pure heart so that you could see God upon your physical death.